Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivational Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that every single entrepreneur needs to take to heart when it comes to deciding on which business you're going to start. It's such an important episode. I'm so excited for this one. Let's dive in. Start this episode off by acknowledging the fact that entrepreneurs tend to be a very curious bunch, and not only curious, but I would say academic. Entrepreneurs love learning new things. We love being exposed to new things. We love hearing other people's experiences and viewing ourselves through that lens and seeing what's possible for ourselves. That's why I really enjoy the entrepreneurial energy. But one of the side effects that comes with that is entrepreneurs, because of their curiosity, they're exposed to so many different business models, so many trends, so many fads. And if you hang out in any entrepreneurial group, either in person or on Facebook or social media, wherever it is, you'll start finding a group of entrepreneurs that are always looking for that trendy business model, that trendy business fad. So, for example, a few years ago, it was like making money on eBay. People were just like, man, you can make so much money on eBay. Most recently, it's been Amazon, where people are like, oh man, Amazon FBA, you can make so much money. I'm going to start drop shipping. People love saying the word drop shipping as if it instantly validates their business model. It always makes me crack up. And other things are, people are just like, I want to become an Instagram influencer, or I want to start a YouTube channel because there's YouTubers making millions of dollars. And all of those things are true, and all of those business models do work for some people. And I'm not knocking any single one of those business models, because you can make them work. But this isn't a strategy episode. This is Mindset and Motivation Monday, and I want to more specifically address the elephant in the room with regards to any of these business trends, or quite frankly, any potential business that you're thinking about starting. And that is, this is an entrepreneurial truth that I think we all need to acknowledge here on today's episode. The entrepreneurial truth is that no matter what business you choose, it will take longer and it will be harder than you originally anticipate. So if you go out there and you buy a course on Amazon FBA success, they're going to teach you everything you need to know about drop shipping. And in most cases, they have really good marketing where it says things like, you'll never even have to touch the product yourself. Your hands will literally never touch the product. You'll order it from Alibaba. It'll be your custom branding. You'll build a brand. They'll ship it straight to Amazon. You'll get all these sales on Amazon. You'll rank first on Amazon. You'll get all these awesome reviews. And then it's just turnkey. Here's the truth. Can that work? For sure. Could it work for you? For sure. I don't have a single doubt in my mind. If that's what you commit to, you could make it work. But that's where this entrepreneurial truth comes in. You could make it work, but it will take way longer and it will be way harder than you expect. And here's the good thing about this universal truth, is it applies to all business models. So for example, I could hand you the keys to my business. You could have all of my web pages. You could have all of my email autoresponders. You could have all of my videos. You could have all my ad campaigns. I could literally hand you everything that's working today for me. And when it comes to you implementing it and testing it and getting your targeting right and all of that fun stuff, it will still take you longer than you expect, and it will still be harder than you expect. So why do I sound so optimistic about this? Why do I sound like this is a really good thing, that this is one of the universal truths of entrepreneurship? Because here's the real hook in today's episode. Knowing that any and every business will be way harder than you expect and will take way longer than you expect, this universal truth gives you the freedom and flexibility to say, you know what? Since that's true for all these trendy businesses, since that's true for all these fads, since it's true for, quite frankly, every business on the planet, I might as well do something that I really want to do. Way too many entrepreneurs, trust me, I see it every single day. Literally every single day I see entrepreneurs chasing business models, chasing business ideas that they don't actually want to do, but they see the potential profits in them because profits are there in every single business. But when they just take a giant step back and realize, wait, I see that there are profits in this industry. I see that there are profits in this business model. And they realize, but you know what? It's going to be hard and it's going to take way longer than I expect. Then maybe they would take a giant step back and say, knowing that it will be harder and take way longer, I might as well start something that I actually want to do. I've seen way too many, and I especially see this. I'm going to call out you young entrepreneurs out there. I see it a lot with the college-age entrepreneurs that I interact with, that I network with, that I get to talk to over email and over social media. I see it with a lot of college-age entrepreneurs where they're just like, oh man, I'm going to start this business, I'm going to start making money. And then all of a sudden they realize, holy cow, this stuff is hard. This stuff takes way longer than I would have ever thought. Trust me, I was guilty of this as well. I don't think I've ever actually told this story publicly. So in 2007, this is one of the most pivotal parts of my own entrepreneurial journey because it's for the first time ever I even considered being an entrepreneur. So it's 2007, I was 18 years old. It was my first week at university. So I went to a small business school outside of Boston, and I'll never forget that first week. Freshmen go in a week before everybody else. We call it first week. And during first week, it's just freshmen on campus and only a few upperclassmen who are helping out with freshmen first week. So one of those upperclassmen, I can't remember the guy's name, but I do remember his car, and I do remember his last name because it had his last name on the license plate, and his car was like this sick, souped up BMW. Now, mind you, I was just a middle class kid from a random suburb in Massachusetts. I had never really been exposed to super nice cars. My hometown, it's just a middle class suburb, so I was driving a 1999 Toyota Camry. I'll never forget it. And I remember I saw this dude with a souped up BMW, and I thought to myself, holy cow, how does a guy 2 years older than me drive that? That's ridiculous. And so I asked one of the other freshmen, I said, man, who the heck is that? And someone said to me, oh, that's Jason. He has this t-shirt company that everyone knows about. I can't believe you didn't know that that was his car. And when I heard that he made as much money as he did, and he was driving that, to me, that was like the nicest car I'd ever seen at that point in my life, a super souped up BMW. And so when I had heard that he made that sort of money and he could drive that car by starting a t-shirt company, I thought to myself, holy cow, I need to start a t-shirt company. So a lot of times here on the podcast and in my entrepreneurial journey, I talk a lot about the soccer blog that I started in 2008. Well, in 2007, the thing that prefaced it, which I don't count as my first real business because I quit really quickly, and you're going to know why by the end of this episode. So I started a t-shirt company. And I think all in, I probably made about $2,000 from selling t-shirts. But man, it was hard. It took a long freaking time. Freshman year, I was busting my butt trying to sell t-shirts. I hit up every single intramural team at every single college in the Boston area trying to get them to buy t-shirts for me. And I mean, I had some luck just because I convinced my intramural teams, I convinced my friends' intramural sports teams to buy my t-shirts. So that's why I did make a few dollars, but it was so freaking hard. Like if I didn't know people personally, they would never get back to me. They had no interest in buying my t-shirts, especially not college kids playing intramural sports because they didn't have much money. So I was doing everything wrong. It was taking way longer than I expected. It was way harder than I expected. So guess what? I quit. And it's good though, because I got the entrepreneurial taste. I started flexing and gaining the entrepreneurial muscle. I started getting outside of my comfort zone and trying to sell to people and building a website and understanding payment gateways. I did benefit in those regards, but man, it was hard and it took way longer than expected. So that following summer because I hated that business idea. And I realized, man, this is going to take some serious work to grow. I started what I was actually passionate about, a soccer blog. And fast forward 6 months of writing soccer articles nonstop on a blog that nobody was reading. And within the first 6 months, I made $200. It took way longer and it was way harder than I expected. But because I was so passionate about it, I persisted. I kept going. Fast forward to junior year, my soccer blog was having days where we did $1,000 in ad revenue a day. I had 20 writers working for me. I was flying to England every other week to go catch Premier League games. I was meeting Premier League players. I was interviewing players and managers. I was going to press conferences. It was incredible. And it only came because I started actually doing what I wanted. Because no matter what business I chose, it would have taken way longer and it would have been way harder than I expected. So it's a really simple concept. It's a really simple episode backed by one of my real life stories. But my invitation to you today is reset your expectations. Reset the expectation that any single business that you choose, any business, whether you like it or whether you don't like the business, no matter what, any business is going to take way longer than you expect, and it's going to be way harder than you expect, which is why it's universal truth. It's why you should always, always choose a business that you actually want to start. Just know full well. No matter how trendy, no matter how much of a fad it is, no matter how quickly other people are profiting from it, just know that for you, it will take way longer and be way harder than you expect. So you might as well do something that you enjoy, something that you love, something that you're passionate about, something that lights you up, something you want to tell other people about. Let it be one of those things. That's it for me. I'm so excited about this week's episodes. I'll see you here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.